Lincoln said, if I have to, I'll call the new Congress into a special session in March of 1865, but I'd rather have this Congress do it on their own without my having to call the new one into special session. The 13th Amendment came before the House again in January 1865. Lincoln and his allies worked hard, as did the Radicals. Remember, you need two-thirds majority for a constitutional amendment. Some Democrats decided to change their votes, and they did so, I think, because they simply recognized that inevitably this amendment was going to pass at some time, and so why fight it any longer? As one Democrat put it, he said he thought that the Democrats had lost ground in the 1864 elections because, quote, we would not venture to cut loose from the dead carcass of Negro slavery. Other Democrats refused, however, and down to the last minute, the issue was in doubt. The final vote came on January 31st, 1865, and it was 119-56 in favor of passage. The supporters, in other words, had a two-vote margin. 13th Amendment has now passed Congress. The packed galleries in the House erupted in applause. Tremendous cheering on the floor as well. People embraced, people wept. There were many black people in the galleries, many of them weeping openly. The House adjourned for the rest of the day in honor of what it called this immortal and sublime event. All northern and border state legislatures except New Jersey, Kentucky, and Delaware, these are the states that George B. McClellan, the Democratic candidate, would carry in, had carried in the 1864 election. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But all the other northern states quickly ratified. When the Union-controlled legislatures of Tennessee and Louisiana joined the ratifiers, it was up to the former states of the Confederacy to provide the necessary three-quarters approval from the states, which they did as a condition of readmission to the Union under Andrew Johnson's Reconstruction policy in 1865. The amendment became part of the Constitution in December 1865. The great war aim of freedom had been carried out by the United States Congress, with all of the other hands involved that we've seen along the way, whether from contrabands running away to Union lines or military officers trying to push it. All of the people had a hand in it, but Congress provided the capstone with passage of the 13th Amendment. The cancer of slavery, which had so bedeviled the nation for so many years, at last had been removed. Before the war ended, there were other signs of progress for black people in the North. Let me just run down a few of them. Some came in the border states. On November 1st, 1864, a new Maryland state constitution abolished slavery. January 11th, 1865, a new Missouri state constitutional convention abolished slavery. Kentucky would not do it. Kentucky was the great holdout among the border states. It went kicking and screaming into the new age, and only with ratification of the 13th Amendment were slaves freed in Kentucky. On March 3rd, 1865, Congress freed all wives and children of black men who were serving in the United States Army. I think a symbolic indication of the progress black people were making was their presence in the House galleries for that climactic vote on the 13th Amendment on January 31st, 1865. Until 1864, black people had been denied the right to observe Congress in action. In 1865, blacks were invited to White House receptions for the first time. Lincoln had talked to the group of black leaders about colonization back in 62. We talked about that, but this was a social event to which black people were invited. Other federal legislation in 1864 and 65 did such things as prohibit exclusion of witnesses from federal courts on the basis of race, prohibit segregation on streetcars in the District of Columbia, and repealed a law passed in 1810 that forbade blacks from carrying the mail in the United States. Beyond the federal level, between 1863 and 1866, a number of northern states repealed what were called black laws, that is, laws that discriminated against black people in various ways. And many northern cities outlawed segregation and public transportation.